KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and windy today, a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Well Cove, home health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In area news, a Pottawatomie County man will spend 5 years in federal prison for a sex crime in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. Earlier this summer, 25-year-old Tyler Lewis Gunderson of Avoca pled guilty to going to Omaha to pick up a teenager. But he drove that teen around Council Bluffs with the intent to engage in sex. A federal judge handed down a 60-month prison sentence for Gunderson on Monday. A 40-year-old Council Bluffs man will spend 10 years in prison on federal drug charges. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
In May of last year, Council Bluffs police tried to arrest Daniel Eugene Hannon on an outstanding warrant. Hannon refused to exit his home. A U.S. Marshal fired his gun, and there was a standoff. About 90 minutes later, negotiators got Hannon to exit the house. He was treated at a local hospital for a bullet wound to his arm. In June of this year, Hannon pleaded guilty to possession of meth with the intent to distribute the illegal drug. He also pleaded guilty to possession of a shotgun, which had been stolen during a burglary in Red Oak. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Atlantic Police Department on Tuesday released a report on 10 arrests having taken place over the past week. Most recently on Sunday, officers arrested 40-year-old Kayla Holt and 39-year-old Jeremy R. Peterson, both of Atlantic. They were taken into custody on Cass County warrants for disorderly conduct, with Peterson also arrested for interference with official acts. On Saturday, Atlantic police arrested 19-year-old Christian Cook of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance and trespassing. 32-year-old Randy Schaefer and 32-year-old Jacob Leary, both of Atlantic, were arrested for burglary in the third degree and theft in the fifth degree. And 32-year-old Mike Henson of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Last Friday, officers with the APD arrested 32-year-old Brian Kirby of Atlantic on two counts of possession of controlled substance and possession of contraband. And 19-year-old Sarah Porter of Cumberland was arrested for possession of a controlled substance as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. On Thursday of last week, 19-year-old Douglas Klein of Coyne was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, drug distribution to a person under the age of 18, possession of drug paraphernalia, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. And on September 7th, 34-year-old Jason Trotter of Atlantic was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. All of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. A woman from Mount Air reported to Creston Police Tuesday that someone had stolen her SUV from the parking lot at Southwestern Community College in Creston. The 2006 Jeep Commander with Iowa license plate AUX179 was taken sometime between noon and 1 p.m. Tuesday. The loss was estimated at $5,000. Creston Police said also officers arrested 19-year-old Jasmine Govia of Lenox on Tuesday afternoon. She was cited for theft in the fifth degree for allegedly shoplifting from Walmart and later released from the Union County Jail. Governor Terry Branstad has issued a disaster proclamation for two counties to respond to recent storms. Branstad announced the declaration for Guthrie and Hamilton counties on Tuesday. Those counties were hit by severe storms that started on August 28th. Under the declaration, state resources can be used to help the counties recover from the storms. In addition, households that meet certain income requirements can apply for grants to help pay for expenses related to storm recovery. Those seeking such grants can get more information on the Iowa Department of Human Services website. Governor Branstad has scheduled a special election to fill the House District 5 seat, left open by the resignation of Chuck Soderberg. Branstad announced Tuesday the election will be held November 3rd for the district that includes Plymouth and part of Woodbury County in northwest Iowa. Soderberg, a Republican from Lamars, announced last month that he will resign from the Iowa House to become executive vice president and general manager of the Iowa Association of Electric Cooperatives. His last day as a legislator was on Monday. Soderberg was elected to the House in 2004. He became chairman of the Chamber's Appropriations Committee in 2013. The Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session this evening, beginning at 5:30 at City Hall. And during the meeting, the council will hear from Chris Erickson, a wastewater treatment plant employee who also serves as a part-time city code enforcement person. City Administrator John Lund says since Erickson assumed responsibility for code enforcement, the process has become less bureaucratic, more efficient, and much more effective. Erickson will talk to the council about this past summer's code enforcement activities and answer any questions the council may have. The council will discuss as well three applications received for a city attorney. Applications have been submitted by Clint Fichter, Fichter Municipal Services and Law, J.C. Van Genkel with Van Genkel Law Offices, and David Wiederstein with Otto Lawrence and Wiederstein Law Offices. Wiederstein is the Cass County attorney and former attorney for the city of Atlantic, who has agreed to step in temporarily until the position is filled. The city attorney's job became open when Jamie Arnold resigned in August. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee does not have a recommendation for the council with regard to the current applicants and want the council to offer input before a motion is made. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on setting Saturday, October 31st from 5 until 7 p.m. as the date and time for Halloween trick-or-treating. Mayor Dave Jones will also act on a proclamation declaring September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week, marking the 238th anniversary of the drafting of the U.S. Constitution. And the council will act on an order closing certain city streets for the October 10th, 2015 Firemen's Parade, the route for which remains unchanged from last year. Downtown streets will be closed along the route beginning at 5:30 p.m. on October the 10th, with the parade lineup beginning at 2nd Street from Walnut to Lynn. In other business, the council will hold the second reading of ordinances pertaining to provisions for mayor and council compensation and fiscal management and accountability. And prior to adjourning for the evening, they'll enter into a closed session to discuss strategy with legal counsel over matters that are presently in litigation or where litigation is imminent and where disclosure would be likely prejudice or a disadvantage to the position of the city. A 23-year-old man has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge stemming from the shooting of another man in western Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports Joshua Beam of Arion was convicted last week of reckless use of a firearm. Prosecutors had lowered the original charge and dropped others after making a deal with Beam, whose sentencing date has not yet been set. The Monona County Sheriff's Office said Beam was arrested in December in Mapleton after authorities found Eric Franco with a gunshot wound to his head. Authorities say Beam and Franco had consumed alcohol and then began to wrestle. Beam pulled out a handgun and fired three shots, one of which struck Franco. A Glenwood man was arrested Monday on theft and other charges, according to Glenwood Police. 25-year-old Adam Houchin was taken into custody for theft in the third degree and ongoing criminal conduct. His cash bond was set at $27,000. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.